This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A.M. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, inshallah, and it's going to be held in the banquet hall over here at MIC. There is a promo code going around. They are asking people to register, but if you're not able to register, just show up, inshallah. The promo code is being spread, and then you can sign up through the newsletter that we've been sending out. We've been sending text notifications. But again, encouraging everybody to come out to that. And then on Sunday, we have our community brunch, Sunday community brunch. That's going to be happening from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's $15 per person. Alhamdulillah, it's always a great gathering, and that will also be happening in the Nassim Banquet Hall. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Hayya 'ala al-falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. في يوم فتح مكة دعا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلالا ليؤذن فوق الكعبة. On the day that the conquest of Mecca, remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave Mecca. And then after 10 years, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back, but comes back fully in charge. Mecca is under his full control. It was time for Salah. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, asked Bilal to give the Adhan. Bilal gets on the roof of the Kaaba, and he starts calling the Adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. To the disappointment of the many elites of the locals in the city of Mecca who happened to belong to a very prominent tribe named Quraysh. They were very offended. Not only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes here victorious, but what do they say? Ama wajada Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ghayra hadha al-ghurab liyu'adhina fina. They said, of all the people, Muhammad had to pick this raven to call Salah. You see, Bilal was black. And he also happened to be a former slave. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Bilal, you get up there and you give the adhan. You call the prayers. And now the people of Makkah are so disappointed. This is insult to injury. And they say, wait a minute. Of all the people that he has around, he had to pick this black raven to call the salah upon us. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not respond, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. O mankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female, and we made you into different nations and tribes so that you may know one another, not despise one another, and you ought to realize, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that the most honorable of you in the estimation of Allah are those who are most God conscious amongst you. That's a beautiful hadith. It's a beautiful incident and a beautiful verse summarizing where we stand. See, this is Black History Month. And in Black History Month, the idea is that people have been deprived of telling their story. And when you are oppressed, one of the very first things that you lose is that you lose control over your narrative. You do not get to tell your story. Al-Ma'rur ibn Suwayd, one time he tells the story, he said, I saw Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, a prominent companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'a ghulamin lahu. He said, I saw him with a servant of his, and the servant was riding behind him. عليه حلة كحلة أبي ذر. It also happened to be that the servant was wearing a gown that was similar to the gown that Abu Dharr was wearing. Which is very strange. Why would you match with your servant? You match with your pal, you match with your best buddy, you match with your parent, you match with your brother. Why would you match with your servant, especially back then? فَسَأَلْتُهُ عَنْ هَذَا. So he said, I inquired about this. Why are you matching with your servant? Who does this? Why would you match with your servant? You ought to be distinguished. فَقَالْ أَقُولُ لَكُمْ. He said, I'll tell you what happened. سَابَبْتُ رَجُلًا فِي عَهْدِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ. He said that once, during the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, سَابَبْتُ رَجُلًا, I taunted a man. I thought I was insulting him. عَيَّرْتُهُ بِأُمِّهِ, I have taunted him using his mother, and I said, يَبْنَ السَّوْدَى, I said, you son of a black woman. To make this, I guess, more culturally relevant, using the N-word in reference to his mother. He said, your mother is this. And I called him by that. قَالْ فَشَكَانِي إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And the man took his complaint to the Prophet of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Said, Prophet of Allah, he said so and so. فَقَالْ فَدَعَانِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Prophet of Allah called me. And he said, يَا أَبَا ذَرْ عَيَّرْتَهُ بِأُمِّهِ. He said, Abu Dharr, you have taunted the man using his mother. This is really what you have done. إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ فِيكَ جَاهِلِيَّ. He said, you are a man with remnants of ignorance in you. إِخْوَانُكُمْ خَوَلُكُمْ جَعَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ أَيْدِيكُمْ فَلَا تُكَلِّفُهُمْ مَا لَا يُطِيقُونَ وَإِنْ كَلَّفْتُمُوهُمْ فَأَعِينُوهُمْ وَأَطْعِمُوهُمْ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ وَأَلْبِسُوهُمْ مِمَّا تَلْبَسُونَ. So he said, the Prophet, peace be upon him, rebuked me, scolded me, and said, Abu Dharr, you taunted the man using his mother. He said, these are your brothers, and they are under your care. He said, do not overburden them with work, and if you do, make sure that you help them, and make sure that they eat of what you eat, and make sure that they wear of what you wear. And that explains why my servant and I are wearing the same clothes. I am trying to make up and follow the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Black History Month started back in 1926 as a Negro History Week. And they decided that let's have a week so that we speak about the contributions of black people in America. And they chose the month of February because it coincided with the birthday of Lincoln and the birthday of Frederick Douglass. See, something happens. When people are no longer in charge of telling their story. Because remember that when black slaves were brought to America, three things happened to them. Uprooted from their culture, deprived of their identity, and then they had definitions imposed upon them, not because of their narrative, but definitions were imposed upon them. And like we said earlier, this is the first thing that the oppressor does to the oppressed. We deprive you of telling your story. And you see this clearly happening today. Palestinians don't get to tell their stories. That is why they're spending so much money taking an ad during the Super Bowl, because they want to control the narrative. Paid $7 million, that is over $200,000 per second, because it's very important that they tell the narrative, they control the narrative. Because controlling the narrative is powerful when you get to tell your own story and not allowing the others tell your story. This is exactly what happened with Black America. Randall Robinson visits Jamaica. Next to Jamaica is a small country called Haiti. Haiti is the first black country to get their independence in the Western Hemisphere, 1804. And the man who led the revolution, Toussaint Levant, French name, he said, I asked the students there, he said, I was talking to a group of students, and I said, who knows Toussaint Levant? He said, no student raised their hand. Toussaint Levant was the one that led the revolution that defeated Napoleon, because that's how the French lost Haiti. And that is how they had to sell Louisiana so that they can finance the war in Haiti. So Toussaint Levant is the one that defeated Napoleon. That's a big deal. He said, I asked the students, who here knows who Toussaint Levant is? He said, nobody raised their hands. These are students, neighboring country, all black students. Who knows Toussaint Levant? Nobody knew him. And then I asked the same student, who knows Snoop Dogg? All the students raised their hands. And that is what happens when you do not control your narrative. That's what happens when you do not control your narrative, then somebody else gets to tell your story. And at that point, your story is not as good and it is not as appealing. And this is precisely what is happening. No, subhanAllah, what we want to do is we want to acknowledge that a great part of the freedoms that we enjoy today, we enjoyed because of the civil liberty work that was done by the African American community. Be you of any type of minority, religious minority, ethnic minority, wallahi, today our lives are better because of the civil liberty work that was done by Black America. وَمَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. And he who does not appreciate what others have done can never be expected to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, part of the narrative is, you know, completely just always talking very negatively about Black America. What happens is, many of these people enslaved, they actually fought they resisted. And amongst them were many Muslim slaves who actually resisted. Where you would see in autobiographies of supposedly slave owners who would say, my slave did convert. He is a Mohammedan, but I don't trust him. I'm very skeptical about their conversion. These slaves, give you a couple of examples. One of them is Bilal Muhammad. Bilal Muhammad attempted to run away and he was caught. And when he was caught, they offered him alcohol to calm him down. And he smells the alcohol and he said, Allah, Muhammad, that's not what I do. That's not what I do. I don't participate in this. You have got people like Umar ibn Sa'id. He lives here for over 13 years. In the process, what happened is that most of these people were forced to change their names. If you've ever watched Roots, they'll be whipping, you know, what's your name? Your name is Kinta Kunte. No, your name is Toby. And keep whooping until you give in and say, okay, fine, my name is Toby. And what happened is, Umar ibn Sa'id is blessed with three daughters while living here. And what does he do? A way of wanting to guard your identity, he names his first daughter Fatima, names his second daughter Medina, and names his third daughter Binta. Fatima is the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Medina is the city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Binta and Bintu are very common names in West Africa, which basically means my daughter or daughter. You have somebody like Bilali Muhammad or Salih Bilali, who was asked to write his autobiography. And he starts writing his autobiography. And I love this story, 13 pages, all done in the Arabic language. The first three pages are nothing but Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. He recites Surah number 67 in the Quran, glory be to Allah, in whose hands is the dominion of everything. Now, you know what's really interesting about this? He writes this autobiography, beginning with Surah al-Mulk in its entirety, 10 years after his baptism. They thought they had him converted. They thought they had him baptized. They asked him to write his autobiography. And he begins by praising Allah and writing the entirety of Surah Al-Mulk. Fully cognizant of problems within African American community. Malcolm X summed it really nicely. He said, if you live in poor neighborhoods, you end up receiving poor education. And if you receive poor education, you will end up having a poor paying job. And when you have a poor paying job, you end up living in poor neighborhoods. If you live in poor neighborhoods, you end up getting poor education. He said this is a very, very vicious cycle. What can save Black America? Undoubtedly, wallahi, only Islam can save Black America. In fact, Islam can save all of America. But specifically, Islam can save Black America. One thing that you hear over and over from, you know, young Black men, man, the best thing that ever happened to me is I became a Muslim. I look around in my friends, they say, they're either dead or they are in jail. But Allah saved me. And I'm very grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved me. And what's lovely about this is that there is a sense of relatability. When people say Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Imam Jamil al-Amin, and so on, there is a sense of that relatability. The sad part, though, is we in the immigrant community are disconnected from Black America. And let me tell you, if we are in the Muslim community, want to have a future in this land, we must have a much better relationship with Black America than we do right now. The best blessing that can happen to Black America is Islam. In the Muslim community, I believe that the more Black Muslims come in, the more blessed we become as a result. And I'm, inshallah, nobody gets offense to this, but if you look into 90% of masajid built by immigrants, 90% of our masajid are built in middle-class white America. How can you expect to have a relationship, a proper relationship, if that's the only relationship that we have? And then when we go there, again with all due respect, you go there in the form of whatever be it, owners of liquor stores that can only make that problems in that community even worse, that is not what we want to be known for. That is not what we want to be known for. So inshallah, tomorrow there is an appeal. When you know Memphis is such a dangerous city, compared to many cities of the same size like Detroit and other places, they say that the crime rates in these places is going down. The crime rates in Memphis are actually going higher and higher. The most dangerous city in the state of Tennessee is Dyersburg. The chances of the people there, Dyersburg is only made up of about 16,000 people. But that place is so dangerous that your chances of being a victim of some kind of crime is 1 in 13. You know how crazy that is? 1 in 13. In Memphis, it is also a problem. 3-4 days ago, we lost one of our family, of our community members. Brother Paris al-Shankhali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, ya Rabbil Alameen. Senseless killing. 22-year-old young man was killed in a shooting spree that was taking place. La yadri al-qatilu fima qatal, wa la yadri al-maqtulu fima qutil. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there will be a time when so much killing is going to go on, neither the killer knows why they are killing, nor those who have been killed know why they have been killed. Senseless killing. So inshallah, tomorrow we will be hosting a summit here. It's going to be the Youth Violence Summit. And there is something about young men. You know, subhanallah, when you look into Bilal, you know, we speak about Bilal radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not promise Bilal freedom. He did not promise him money. He did not promise him none of that. But it was these oppressed people that found hope in what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught. And remember, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not promising any enrichment in this life. But yet people found the message of Islam, the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be appealing. And the fact that a summit like this is going to be held here at MIC tomorrow, inshallah, is very telling. Please attend. It is an all-day long event from 9 all the way to 7. But like I said, we can't have something like this and pretend that we care, but we never show up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our family safe, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Please remember that in our deen, black and white is really never the problem. It is the value that we assign. Being black or being white is a matter of pigmentation, it's biology. But it is the value that we assign to what it means to be black and what it means to be white. And many times we can pretend that, man, I'm not racist, man. I mean, I am aware, I am cognizant, but I'm not racist. One of the saddest statements is when you hear an African-American brother who's been in our community for 25 years and says, Sheikh, I have been a member in this community for over 20 years. Not a single time have I been invited to anybody's house. My wife and I have never been invited to any of the houses of the people in the community. But then we can claim, oh, you know what, we're not racist, we're not this, we're not that. The point is, let us be more active in making sure that as individuals, as well as a community, that we reach out to these people. The month of Ramadan is upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend our lives to witness the month of Ramadan. And inshallah, we'll be talking more about how to get ready for the month of Ramadan. After the khutbah, inshallah, we do have a quick appeal from a school, Darul Uloom in New Jersey. Inshallah, just give the brother just a couple of minutes, inshallah, of your attention to do this. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Rafah continue to suffer from the atrocities that are inflicted upon them by the Zionist thugs, unfortunately paid for by our own tax money. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah forgive us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the pain of the people of Gaza, Ya Rabbil Alameen, or wherever they may be oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take care of those who are oppressing them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend in our lives to witness the blessings of the month of Ramadan. If any of us or our loved ones are not doing well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a full and speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease our pain. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, wastur lana uyubana, wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina, wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر الله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا واستقيموا واعتدلوا الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سلام السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Brother Mursi لا إله إلا الله Please inshallah register on your way out your flight is going to be your ticket for admission for the summit tomorrow
Hey, السلام عليكم my name is Yusuf. I'm here on behalf of Dar al-Ulum New York. Dar al-Ulum New York basically preps students and it's... Dar al-Ulum is an Islamic nonprofit organization where students spend 7 to 8 hours a day memorizing the Quran. And then they also have the Alim course, where once you graduate and you memorize the Quran, you're able to start studying the deen and the fiqh of the deen, right? So I'm here today to give you an opportunity to do something for yourself for this dunya and for the hereafter, right? Let's say you sponsor a student that's memorizing the Quran. By the way, if you're heading out, we do have brothers on both sides, the North Hall and the South Hall. If you wanna make a donation, they do have the square. If you have your credit card, you could make a donation. But if you do sponsor a hafiz of the Quran, the 7, 8 hours, 9 hours a day that he spends in memorizing Quran, every single letter, you're getting that same reward. So this is an investment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could go and invest with a bank, not talk about halal or haram, but you know, different opportunities to invest your money. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is an opportunity for you to invest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a business that will never fail, right? He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ All those who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us now. Shall I tell you about a business that will save you from a painful punishment? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ First you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ And then you strive in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with both yourself and with your money, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ He says, compete one another for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for a jannah, عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ For a jannah, the width is as wide as the heavens and earth, right? So this is really an opportunity for you to do something for this dunya and for the hereafter. The Prophet says, دَوُوا مَرْضَاكُمْ بِالصَّدَقَةِ Right, you have an opportunity to give a charity on behalf of the sick ones. Also, if you have someone that is deceased, this is a perfect gift for them, right? Once we pass away, that's it. You cannot do good, you cannot do bad. But you could send a gift to them, right? Also, we're right around the corner from Ramadan. We're in Sha'ban. This is where the a'mal are raised and are lifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So please take an opportunity. I promised the Shaykh only 2-3 minutes. So I don't want to, you know, take much of your time. But please, wallahi, this is something for you. It's not going to benefit anybody else. It only benefits you, yourself, your family. This is a tijara with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thing I'm going to mention is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, once the person passes away and sees now the virtues of their good deeds, right? He's going to say, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ Ya Allah, send me back. For what? Well, one ayah is لِأَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا So that I could do good. In another ayah it says, لأصدق, so that I could give charity. Once you see the virtue and the benefits and the reward of giving sadaqah, right? You're getting like, may Allah, we have the opportunity now. It's either use it before you lose it kind of thing. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to take, you know, take advantage of this opportunity and benefit ourselves in this dunya and in the hereafter. I'm sorry, I did say last thing I was going to mention. One last thing I'm going to mention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يَنْفُقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّ. Those that spend in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right, that give charity, it's like a seed that you plant. And then what is the result? From one seed that you plant, what is the result? The result is you get a plant that gives you seven ears. Each ear has 100 seeds. So 7 times 100, that's 700. You plant one seed, and in return, you shall get 700 times the reward, the return on investment from the original investment, which was one seed. You get 700 times back. So that is the example of the one that gives sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, there's brothers on both sides. Please take advantage for yourself and do something for your dunya and for the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah, Shaykh Allah.